from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the Huddle on the Morning Shift.
Show that man his money. Tua Tagovailoa getting his bag over the weekend, let's call it. And look, $212 million extension, and I've said it before. It's not a secret. Tua is one of my favorite college players of all time, obviously, being a Bama guy. I don't know.
That's Nick, what's up, Roll Tide.
I don't know how you feel about
I
it.
I feel
all right, that's enough. That's
one
I
more?
Think,
no.
One an hour.
I'm
going
to sneak another one in there.
My wife, obviously, Bama grad as well. Her favorite is probably Jalen Hurts for obvious reasons. She just he stuck with it. You know what I mean? He came back when the team
he
needed
He is
him.
A great story.
Great story. Yeah. Right? But Tua gets his money, $212 million over 4 years, $53 million average annual value that makes him the third among NFL's highest paid quarterbacks behind Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow. A lot of guys getting that money. And then, look, you flip around and Jordan Love does it just a minute later. But Tua Tagovailoa, worth the money in your eyes, Bo? You know how I feel, so I'm going to go ahead and get your opinion on it.
He's a starting quarterback that is a good starting quarterback in the NFL. And so, yeah, it's worth the money. That's what the market is. I've always said you get market value if you're a good player. He got market value. Needs to stay healthy. That's not his fault that – you know, guys up front at times have let him
careful,
get hit.
Very careful.
But see, this is where we go off the
doing.
Track.
I'm just telling you, be careful.
So yeah, I think Tua's worth it. I'm questioning the fact if Jordan Love is worth it at this point after only honestly a half a good season. I will say this though, I do not like how Tua handled himself at practice the other day, screaming on the microphone, "Show me the money."
It's a little bit strange.
That's cringe.
I'm not sure that it comes off. I don't think it came off the way he thought it would come off, and I don't think that moment was a representation of him as a human being.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But someone who's being interested, yeah, don't ever do that again, dude, because you look like a jerk when you do that.
Yeah, and I think he thought, okay, it'd be a funny movie quote moment, you know, kind of like quoting a Will Ferrell movie or something. But when you add all the factors in together, Nikki, I felt the same way. I said that to you earlier. I go, I don't know if and somebody asked me, they said, man, I wonder if that's cringe for his teammates. And I'm like, not his team. His teammates don't care. His teammates are like, man, that's awesome. But in saying it in front of the fans, it was a little bit like, I don't know.
Takes likability down just a smidge, and I love him. Roll Tide.
I don't think anybody questions that Tua is a good dude. Yeah. It just was a funny situation where you're like, golly, dude, like dial it down a little bit.
Dylan, you ever seen Jerry Maguire? You ever heard of Jerry Maguire?
I mean, was Tua born when it came out?
Came out in like
probably
96,
I think. Yeah, it had to have been right around the same time.
But Dylan's 27. He's never seen it. Now, I know Day-Day has seen it because, you know, Day-Day, we watch TV, a lot of TV together. Not together, but, like, same stuff.
Bo has, like, a love affair with Day-Day.
Day-Day is my dog, man.
I know he is.
My boy.
Anyway, what's
cool.
up, Jordan?
I'll say this. I made some custom shoes for Falcon season that I got on the Nike thing.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you put your initials on it?
No. They had a thing where you could design the Air Force Ones.
You customize them. The Nike ID, if you will.
Yeah. I made them like Falcons colors or anything.
I have one question.
Now, hold on a second. Before I clicked order, I was like, Day-Day, these shoes look good enough? Did I do a good job? He's a sneaker guy.
I mean, Day-Day's starting to get a little weirded out, man. I'll be honest with you. He's like got that look on his face.
Day-Day, are you or are you not a sneaker guy?
I'm slowly becoming one. Yes.
So okay. He helped me order them. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Look, real quick, I'm gonna come to Bo's defense. He showed me. He showed me the sneakers as well. He did a very. They look good. They look real. I would get them. I would wear them.
I got one question. I think I know the answer to this. I'm just hoping. Maybe I'm wrong. Do they at anywhere on the shoe say Squid Billy?
They don't.
Missed opportunity.
They don't.
I don't know I don't know that.
If they had said Squid Nation, I was going to actually go to my car and actually go home.
I didn't see that option on the shoe. Yeah. I would have probably done it if I'd have seen it.
I am wondering, though, if Bo is slowly becoming a closet sneakerhead, though. I think he's getting there.
Oh, man.
Is that what you would do if you got a big contract like Tua?
Buy shoes?
Well,
this man would have started his own shoe company.
What would you do?
I would buy
Squid Souls.
I would buy a golf course, and then I would start my classic car collection.
Okay, are we 9 holes, 18?
Oh, 18. I'd just buy the place I live now. I'd be like, I'm buying this. If I won the lottery today, I would buy the golf club that we live at and a part of, and I'd be like, this is mine now.
This is mine. Everybody go home.
Yeah, you guys can't play during the weekend.
What would you do, Mike?
I don't know.
It's like the equivalent of the lottery.
You know? I mean, it kind of is in a lot of ways, to your point. Now, the good thing is he plays in Miami, tax haven down there,
right.
If you will.
So
he's actually getting a lot more zero than probably Jordan Love is getting
for sure
in that same situation. I don't know. I would probably do a lot of the same. My question would be, if you did buy like your neighborhood, and you can answer this question too, would you like invite your family to kind of live near you? You know what I mean? Say, hey, I bought this home. You know,
very specific, certain family.
Yeah, certain family. I feel the same way.
I would move. Well, my parents would never move, but they're like an hour away from us.
Yeah.
I might move them.
Give them
like,
a vacation home.
I might move them. I might be like, hey, you come stay here on the weekends, or I might put them 20 minutes away. I need distance, all right? My mom and dad listen all the time, but I love my family being close, but I also love my arms spread out a little bit, if that makes sense.
No, I think that's fair. Real quick, we'll get into it. And obviously, Jordan Love, like you said, gets the big contract, $220 million, a little bit more than Tua. He's going to be making $55 million, $75 million signing bonus. He made a comment saying, I'm ready. And then, look, this kind of leaves Dak Prescott out there as a guy who's still trying to get his zeros. Obviously, Dak Prescott will be asking for more money. He gets an offer on the table, don't really have any specifics, gets the offer Friday along with CeeDee Lamb, but Dak's got to be looking at 60 at this point, right?
It's why it's so dumb what the option quarterback in Dallas has done, the Patrick Mahomes of owners, as he called himself. Why are you waiting? Because the price is only going up. Yeah.
He's doing the read option, is what he said.
Well, at some point, you got to pitch because that linebacker is breathing down your throat and he's going to he's going to knock you in the dirt. So maybe pitch the ball, also known as giving the bag to Dak, because he's going to do it.
Back to Dak.
At this point, you're only going to get two of that three signed. And which two are you picking?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Hey, when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk a little bit about the Braves, the latest on Ronaldo Lopez, who we expect to be on the mound throughout this week. Big week in Braves baseball. And also, we'll get him mic'd up. Watching the balance beam portion of the Olympics yesterday with my wife, and I almost thought she was going to punch me dead in the eye over one question I had about the balance beam. I'm sure that every married couple has this conversation during the Olympics. Don't want to miss that. That's coming up on Mic'd Up on the other side. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.